How do you believe your unique perspective as an incarcerated individual can enhance your contribution to the nonprofit sector and address social issues effectively? Well, I haven't personally or particularly created any nonprofit 501(c). I haven't created anything, but I have my own thing that I would like to contribute directly related to social issues. In short, I've published five nonfiction books since I've been in prison, but the most important one, I would like to be free in order to make sure that it has the desired impact. And I have written the Black Manual, Man, M-A-N in caps, and the subtitle is Surviving Encounters with Law Enforcement, Hostile White Folks, and Others with a False Sense of Superiority. Despite what that subtitle might sound like, it's not antagonistic whatsoever. It's just what it sounds like. It's a manual. By me writing this manual, it's dealing directly with the social issue and the phenomenon, people of color, men in particular, being killed and sometimes tortured before death by law enforcement or others with the mentality of law enforcement or a Messiah complex. I think that my contribution is not necessarily helping others get on their feet, but helping others to learn and practice making better decisions to aid in their own survival. That's really the gist of that. So like I said, I have not created a nonprofit, but I do firmly believe that there is a lane for me to support others in that regard. And, you know, regarding my perspective as an incarcerated individual in relation to what I just said, I mean, I'm in a fishbowl now, but I wasn't always inside the fishbowl. I was outside of the fishbowl, you know, for a portion of my life. So some of the things that I see on TV now, I've experienced first and secondhand as far as the brutality in relation to the demographic that I described.